Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Russellville Indians. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Kyle McAravey of the News Tribune. And before Kyle and I start to discuss things this week, let's listen to a little bit of Kyle's conversation with Russellville head coach Tim Rulo.
And I really was happy with just the improvement that we're seeing and the growth. And again, you know, some football adages really came to fruition, right? The idea of, you know, winning the turnover margin and doing things like that really make for a much closer ball game, you know. And so, you know, these are the things, hopefully some, you know, just some skills and some football IQ stuff that's just going to keep allowing us to continue to get better. Biggest thing would just be us making sure to continue to take care of the football, right? I think that's probably the biggest thing. You know, we just need to make sure that we take care of it. When we, you know, in the two games that we've, you know, either won or had played well, we only turned the ball over one time. And so it just shows the need to, again, you take care of the football, right? So you just can't force anything. You got to be okay punting and playing good defense, you know, because in the games that we lost, that we just haven't done that. You know, I honestly, there's nothing that special or unique, I think, at this time, more just a matter of continuing to, you know, well, one, be prepared for Harrisburg, right? They present their own set of problems and challenges just because, again, they're a well-coached team that is playing good football right now. They have some athletes that they get the ball to in a variety of ways. And so, again, you know, just we need to make sure that we're comfortable and ready to go and so we can go and play well against them. And then offensively, again, just trying to just continue to develop our option game and just being able to be able to take advantage of more things in the option game and so in the running game. Mm-hmm. And we just need to keep getting better at that.
Okay.
All right, that was Russellville head coach Tim Rulo. And you know, Kyle, this is the sort of thing where just last week, kind of watching my Twitter feed kind of tick things in and watching your updates from the game, this to me, I mean, I think you said it off the air, but I also thought about it myself last weekend. This has got to be the best that Russellville's played this year, isn't it? I mean, just based on how the game played out?
Yeah, I definitely agree. You know, we talked a couple weeks ago. I wasn't at the week one game, their one win this year, mm-hmm. but even, you know, talking to Coach Rulo, it seems like he thought so too. That was definitely the best holistically that they've played this
sure.
year, just all around.
Yeah. So what was it that you saw maybe that led that to, I mean, obviously, you know, it ends up being a 35-21 win, so it looks kind of relatively easy. It's a two-touchdown game, but at the same point, I feel like the Indians are in it in the second half. They're kind of, you know, have a lead in the second half. It's just kind of one of those things where it doesn't go your way. But what was it that maybe put them in a position where they could be in the lead in the second half? I mean, what did you see maybe differently from the past couple of weeks that put them in a better position this time?
The biggest one offensively was they took care of the football better. They,
okay.
They had one turnover, but it was on a batted pass at the line of scrimmage,
okay.
First drive of the game. But after that, they, you know, no turnovers the rest of the way,
okay.
which had been a pretty big issue
sure.
the previous 2 weeks. And the passing game seemed to work a lot better.
Okay.
They, you know, the previous two games, it seemed like they would, you know, get kind of a third and long and try to force a deep pass, which maybe, you know, isn't a strong point of their game.
Okay. Right?
Throwing it deep down
sure.
the field. But when they set up some shorter passes, some timing routes, it really worked out better this past week. So that was kind of the key on offense. And then defensively, they were able to force 5 turnovers.
Okay.
Which, Tim said they'd only forced one previously
okay.
in their 3 games before that.
Right.
So you know, three interceptions, two fumbles. They came right out after halftime and got an onside kick. Like, they were taking possessions where they could and,
sure,
and trying to build as much momentum as they can. And that led to that second half lead.
Now, unfortunately, you said build up momentum when they can. Unfortunately, momentum swung the other way pretty quickly in the second half against Hogan Prep, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, after that onside kick, they go down. Russellville goes down and scores. They take a 7-point lead at that point. And then right after the next kickoff, Hogan Prep starts on their own 40, gets a 60-yard rush, and, you know, ties the game.
Right.
That just swings the momentum right back.
Yeah.
And Hogan was...
I guess you can't come up with, you know, onside kicks and recover them on every play, unfortunately, because if you could, I'm sure they would have been trying that the whole rest of the game. So
they did try about three in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I think it would have been the third one that kind of led to that, you know, starting at the 40,
sure,
to get that 60 run. But after that, it was kind of, you know, another week of Hogan Prep just being bigger and stronger at the line of scrimmage.
Right.
And, you know, once that 60-yard run got off, I think Hogan Prep averaged 10 or 11 yards a carry,
okay,
the rest of the game.
Yeah.
They were really just able to create, you know, more room, more spacing for their running backs and just keep Russellville's defense moving backwards.
And you mentioned it after getting, you know, probably three interceptions to that point. I imagine that the run game becomes a little more important to you as you start realizing, okay, we can have some success with it. Why risk throwing the ball if we don't need to? And let's try to maybe just assert ourselves in the run game.
Yeah, and I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure, thinking back, that Hogan Prep either attempted one or zero passes in the second half.
Yeah.
And if they did attempt one, it was before that 60-yard run. So
okay,
it was kind of, once they got that, tied,
sure,
the game back up, it was running the whole rest,
yeah,
of the way. And, you know, if the other team's up giving up 10 yards a carry, why wouldn't you?
Right. You know, the good thing for Russell is, we mentioned prior to last week, that this was a kind of a step up in terms of the quality of opponents on their schedule. They met the challenge, it looks like, pretty well. Problem is, now you got to take another pretty good size step up in terms of this week's competition, because you're going to be taking on, you know, 5-0 Harrisburg, and you got to go to 5-0 Harrisburg, so it becomes even a steeper challenge. So the step up again takes another step up this week, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And Harrisburg, you know, it's ranked number 7 in Class 1. They're the top of the District 5 rankings. You know, Russellville's sitting, I think, at 7th out of 8 in the District 5 rankings,
okay,
so kind of seeing, you know, the two ends there. And Harrisburg, you know, they're a very experienced team. A lot,
okay,
of seniors, a lot of juniors, and Russellville's still a pretty young team.
So sure,
it'll be, it's not the best matchup for the Indians, but you get through this week, and then you got 3 weeks of facing teams that I think have so far combined for one win. So
okay,
if you're able to, you know, keep that improvement rolling through this week, find some good things out of this game, and then move into that back third of the schedule,
sure,
really have chances to build up some wins.
So what's the biggest concern for Russellville this week, you know, with Harrisburg? Is there one thing that stands out to you?
Harrisburg's offense has been really good this,
okay,
year. They're averaging 38.8 points a game.
Okay.
They've had three pretty big blowouts where they scored 54, 48, and 44. You know, that offense is able to put up a lot of points, and they definitely did when these two teams matched up last year. I think Harrisburg won something like 72 to 28. So it's going to be, you know, stopping the offense, which Coach Rulo, you know, pointed out that through the first three or four games this year, that offense had run more than 40 formations. So they're, you know, they always kind of change up what they're doing. It's hard to keep up sometimes. And, you know, if Harrisburg gets rolling, then it might really be an issue.
Yeah, you know, the one thing I think that I always kind of, I mean, you know, you can't compare scores too much, but you do kind of look and see if there's any kind of common opponents on the schedule, and they do share something in Sweet Springs. I mean, that was a 45-6 loss for Russellville to Sweet Springs, and then last week, you know, Harrisburg only beat Sweet Springs, you know, 20-16. So, you know, you kind of look at it and go, okay, well, maybe that's another cause for concern from the standpoint of, yes, they were pushed by Sweet Springs, but they were able to beat Sweet Springs, a team that already kind of handled you pretty well. But I also feel like this is probably a different Russellville team than it was maybe when they played Sweet Springs, even though it's been only a couple of weeks. I feel like if last week is any indication, they're kind of trending in the right direction rather than maybe where they were at when they played Sweet Springs.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, just having been at both of those games, Sweet Springs and last week, it definitely looked very different.
Sure.
You know, on both the offensive and defensive end, it seemed like everybody on Russellville's both sides of the ball was moving a lot faster, kind of knew what they were doing a lot
sure.
more. And yeah, he, like you said, even though it's only been, what, 2 or 3 weeks since then, it does really seem like, you know, the Indians would have a better chance this week than if they had matched up with Harrisburg in week 3, certainly.
You know, I think you bring up an interesting point there when you say that it looks like they're moving faster. I think that's one of the things that I think is easy to kind of overlook sometimes when we watch high school sports, is that especially with young teams, what, you know, coaches have told me for years, we got to get them playing faster, reacting faster, not thinking and processing so much. I think that's when you start to see young teams maybe start to turn the corner, is when they can do that sort of thing. And like say, the faster that they can play and the more kind of accustomed they get to the speed of the game, there's always going to be kind of steps where you have to kind of up it a notch, and especially with the levels of competition, you know, both from high school to college, college to pro, but also from when you take a step up in the teams that you're playing. The ability to play faster and get used to that increased tempo is something that you can't really teach. It's something you've got to go through. And so I think maybe, you know, maybe that's a sign that the Indians are starting to get this figured out, and maybe this is going to portend well for the future.
Well, and that was something that Coach Rulo told me he really wanted to focus on going into last week's game with Hogan Prep, was just, especially on the defensive end, just going as fast as you can to where you
sure.
think the ball is going, right?
Yeah.
Swarming to the ball and just playing at full speed instead of reacting and you know, maybe being at 70% of your speed.
Sure.
And that is, you know, that did make a pretty big difference. I think that is what helped create the 5 turnovers. That definitely helped on the onside kick. They weren't, you know, trying to think about everything that might
sure.
happen. They just saw ball and got ball.
Right.
And, you know, there are times when that can be a little bit of a detriment. I think that affected the ability to stop the run in the second half, as they were kind of over-pursuing a bit. Like, the Indians were in the backfield a lot
okay.
last week. They were creating a lot of havoc, which was very good. I think led to the interceptions. But once Hogan Prep got rolling, you know, if you've got 3 or 4 of your linemen in the backfield, that opens up a hole or two for the running back.
Sure.
They're already into the secondary.
Yeah.
Right? So I think that over-pursuit might have hurt them a little bit.
Okay.
But I think Coach Rulo would rather see guys doing that and maybe getting burnt on the over-pursuit than, you know, the previous couple
sure.
weeks where guys weren't going their full speed.
Absolutely.
And weren't causing that same havoc.
Sure. Okay, well, I guess that should get us to the prediction point of the podcast, and I guess, you know, the betting man in me says, you know, take the ranked team, take the 5-0 undefeated team, but I'll leave it up to you and say, how do you see this one factoring this week?
You know, I'd say the same. I think Harrisburg's looks like a pretty good team. I do think the Indians will continue to get better. I think there will definitely be bright spots to take out of this week, but I would say Harrisburg maybe, you know, 35-14-ish, something like that. I could see that happening.
All right. Well, that should do it for this week. For Kyle McAravey, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's games, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune, and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following NT Sports on Twitter. Thanks for listening.